Hello and welcome to Behind the Headlines on the 15th of August with me, Alex Richardson. This is the place where we kind of delve a bit deeper into some of the stories that our reporters have been covering in the news right across the UK today. And coming up, and we're amongst the VJ celebrations.
There's lots of reflection for all those that fought in the Second World War, but it's also about us today really making sure that Second World War generation who fought in the Far East were recognised and valued.
And we're at Anfield as tributes are paid to Diogo Jota ahead of the Premier League getting underway.
He's a legend, whether he's here or not.
Well, it's been an emotional day as commemorations have taken place to mark the 80th anniversary of VJ Day. The King led the tributes as the nation fell silent for 2 minutes at midday today. Our chief reporter Adam Smith has spent the day at the National Memorial Arboretum in Staffordshire.
Frail veterans told their stories and lifted themselves from their wheelchairs to salute the King, who clasped his hands around theirs as he greeted them. Some cried as Vera Lynn songs were sung on stage, others grinning as they recognised each other in their seats from when they served. For Sid Machin, one of the last two surviving Chindits, it was sombre.
It was a hard time, but we got through it, and a lot didn't.
Still emotional?
Yes, yeah.
For Anthony Metcalf from the Royal British Legion, it's been powerful.
There's lots of reflection for all those that fought in the Second World War, but it's also about us today really making sure that Second World War generation who fought in the Far East were recognised and valued.
Well, the military presence is enormous here today. We've had the Guard of Honour, bagpipers, and listen to this, flypasts through the sky from the Red Arrows, Spitfires and bombers.
Services have also been held across Scotland today to commemorate the anniversary. Liv Thompson has more from Edinburgh.
It's been an emotional day of reflection for many who served in Asia and the Pacific. 90-year-old Norman remembers when World War II ended.
Well, I was only 10 years old at the time, you know, so I think I'd skived off school for a start. In fact, my school was bombed.
Veteran Margaret was at a special concert inside the Scottish War Memorial at Edinburgh Castle this morning. She told us what today means to her.
Seeing people remembering it all, and you thought of what your friends who you were in there with it, and some of them didn't come back.
The King led many of the commemorations today, leading the nation in a 2-minute silence at midday to remember the lives that were lost.
Well, for British families, victory in Japan Day meant the return of tens of thousands of British troops held by the Japanese. Many had to suffer some horrifying conditions or were forced to work in extreme temperatures, tortured and killed. My granddad was one of those and often told us stories about his time over there, though he spared us the disturbing details when he did tell us stories. Well, our reporter Liam Arrowsmith and his dad Martin have been digging into their own family history after learning one of their relatives was among them.
So this would have been my great-granddad that was out there. Do we know, well, what was his name, first off?
Joseph Edward Trickett. He was captured in Singapore in 1942 and released and went to Thailand Camp 4, and he was involved in the bridge over the River Kwai.
And then from what we can tell, it looks like he came back to the UK where the rest of the prisoners of war probably got off at Liverpool and returned home. But we didn't know that much about him. So, like, did your mum, my nan, tell you much about him?
He was very quiet and withdrawn and wouldn't speak about the war at all. He was never particularly well, but he did... I think he survived until my mum got married, which I think was in 1959, but I think he died just afterwards. She sort of considered him to be not a very nice man, but it was probably down to his experiences.
Yeah, I guess for us, this is like a lot of families will find this, that there's almost like a hole in your family history that you don't know about and you're kind of robbed of because of the war. You know, this is a man you could have had a relationship with and you could have grown up with, but because he was a prisoner of war, because of the fighting, that wasn't possible. I mean, do you think, you know, you could have had a relationship with him?
Yeah, possibly, yeah. I mean, I just don't know him at all. So it's just an interest in a family background of somebody I've never met, who's actually, you know, closely related to me.
Liverpool prepare to kick off this season's Premier League campaign against Bournemouth tonight. We're hearing the wife and children of late forward Diogo Jota are going to be in the home crowd tonight. There'll be special tributes to the 28-year-old and his brother who died in a car crash this summer. Our reporter Harry Booth's at Anfield.
It will be an understandably emotional occasion. There'll be a minute's silence before kick-off and a host of special tributes throughout to Diogo and Andre. The Bournemouth fans will also be passing a flag through the away section to share their solidarity and condolences. These Liverpool fans hope Diogo's wife and family feel the love.
Well, Liverpool will always be here, the fans will always be here, she's got all the world behind her.
Jan will be missed and he's always be a legend of the club.
I hope it goes well for his family and everything, like that. I think that's the main thing.
Lots of heart.
Kick-off is at 8 o'clock.
To Northern Ireland now, where a victim of a catfish child predator says she wants to use her experience to help others in the same position.
Like, I never thought it would happen to me. I've always been quite a clever girl, very self-aware, always. But you think you're a lot smarter than you are at that age.
Now 18, she's been speaking to us as the PSNI launches a new campaign to raise awareness of the dangers children face online. Our reporter Chelsea Keeley has more.
PSNI figures have been released as it launches its new Trust Trap campaign, aiming to raise awareness about dangers online for children. Emmy, which is not her real name, was 15 when she was targeted by online serial groomer Max Hollingsby from Northern Ireland. Now, 3 years later, she's sharing her experience to help others.
So I think it's important as well for younger girls to hear it from another younger girl at the time. Like, because I was 15 at the time, so it was quite a while ago. But I've been there, I've done it, I've got the T-shirt, and it hasn't ruined my life. It feels like it's going to ruin your life, but it hasn't ruined my life.
The campaign's in partnership with the Safeguarding Board for Northern Ireland.
And this is such a funny story. Coldplay's Chris Martin surprised punters at a tiny West Yorkshire pub by playing a secret gig to around 100 people. The singer took to the stage at the Puzzle Hall Inn in Sorby Bridge, playing some of the band's most well-known songs. Jeremy Meadowcroft happened to be there.
He's just a consummate performer. He's very comfortable, he's engaging, has patience, you know, and just kept it moving along really nicely. I mean, there was a little girl who'd done him a drawing and somebody else's birthday, and just seemed to just take all that in his stride. What a genuine guy he is.
And you can find out more on these and other news stories on the news pages of our website. Don't forget to come back here on Monday too. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts or listen on the Rayo app. A new episode of Behind the Headlines is uploaded every weekday evening.